Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey there, in this episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show, you are going to listen to a replay of the Authentic Persuasion training sessions that are live each week. So in this replay, I'm taking that session, having it here so that you can listen to it, take notes, replay it, digest it, and then put these things into action. If you'd like, make sure to set your calendars for Fridays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, so that you can tune in live. If you want to register and sign up for free, make sure to go to jasoncutter.com, and there's a link on there. Or you can email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com as well, and I can get you the information for signing up. All right, hope you have your notepad ready to go. Let's dive into this replay of the Authentic Persuasion training session. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Jason Cutter here. Welcome to session 23 of the Authentic Persuasion weekly live training. So glad that you're here, wherever you're tuning in at or from. Right now, this is being broadcast via the Zoom webinar link. If you're not registered for that, you can always go to jasoncutter.com and then register so that you can just be closer to the action in the front row virtually. This is also out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at the same time. So if you're watching it, please hit the like button, share it, leave a comment, say hello. I got Heather here helping me out behind the scenes. Any comments, questions, anything you put out there, she will send to me as well. So please let us know where you're watching, where you're tuning in from. I do these sessions every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern time. So depending on where you're at, welcome. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. And I am doing these because it's part of what I focus on and what I do a lot with Authentic Persuasion, which is to help shift the way that sales is done. My goal, my mission is to enable and empower over 1 million authentic persuaders in the world. And in doing that, we will shift the way sales is done, right? Like there's no governing body, there's no rules, there's no requirements, there's no ethics, moral code, there's no standards, no entry exam to be in sales. And thus we have what we have as a culture, as a society, as a world when it comes to sales and the experience that we all have as customers out there in the world, which you don't know what you're going to get. Imagine if every time you went to the doctor, you didn't know if you're going to have somebody who's trying to help you or just trying to make a commission, someone who knows what they're doing or someone who literally just started yesterday and is trying to talk you into buying something. And they don't know what they're doing, right? Imagine if that's what you had when you went to a doctor or an attorney or hired a plumber or an electrician. Absolutely not. But we tolerate that in sales for some reason. I don't know why. Myself and others are all trying to fix that and change it and raise everything up. And so that's why I do these training sessions. Last week, episode 22, session 22, was all about getting your ideal sales job. So if you didn't check that out, if you're in the process of either confirming mentally, internally, if you're in the right role or working for the right company, check that out. If you're currently thinking about changing jobs or you're out there actively looking for a different sales job, definitely check it out. And if you're thinking about getting into sales, you think that sales could be a great way for you to make a lot of money and have a nearly unlimited income potential versus, you know, an hourly job or something like that, which is, you know, there's only so many hours in the week. And so you know what you're going to make versus something that's much more uncapped. Make sure to check out that episode because I talk a lot about the interview process, what you should be looking for, and how to win and succeed at getting something that's going to be a good fit for you. Sometimes we don't know what's going to be a good fit. Sometimes you have to do some trial and error, which is what life is mostly about. But check out session 22 if any of that applies to you. Now, this one here, session 23, this is kind of a big topic and I'm going to cover it as much as I can. There's a lot of opinions. There's a lot of advice. There's a lot of good suggestions out there when it comes to this. But today I want to talk about mindset and mental health. And both of those are related. There's a lot that goes into sales and selling. There's a lot that
makes it a tough mental game, which then can lead to a lot of mental health issues. I think the world in general for a lot of people feels difficult, feels challenging, feels overwhelming. There's a lot going on. I'm not going to blame the internet. I'm not going to blame social media. But one of the things that that has done is it's expanded the reach, and it's made it nearly 24/7, the ability to compare who you are, what you're doing, what you think you're doing, what you think you should be doing versus what you're seeing online, what other people are doing. It's always been a thing. There's always been people you can compare yourself to, you know, whether it was in newspapers and magazines, on TV, but now it's just all the time. I think that's one of the issues with social media is that people scroll through there and they just see things and it triggers FOMO, it triggers comparison. One of the best lines I heard a few years ago is don't compare your behind the scenes with other people's highlight reels. And I've mentioned that before on this show, but I want to reiterate that because I think in general, that's really good advice. What you see other people doing on the outside, don't compare what you have going on inside, behind the scenes, what people don't see, what happens at home, what you're feeling, because you don't know. I'm not saying that everyone has an issue, but pretty much everyone has something in their life they're going through, small, big, it's all relative. But everyone's got something. And so just be careful with that comparison. I think that's one of the biggest things when we talk about sales that happens a lot, where if you're in sales and you're comparing yourself to the outside world, can be very difficult, right? It can also be very difficult if you're comparing yourself to others in sales, others within your organization, others in other organizations. I see that a lot where somebody's talking about their sales process, their sales career, their income. They meet somebody else. I've seen this so many times. That other person makes a lot more money, and now this comparison kicks in. And then what happens is it starts affecting the mental health side. That part of our brain, the amygdala, the one that's focused on survival, and other parts of our brain want us to be successful, want us to feel a part of something, and doesn't want us and our ego to be damaged or affected by it. So if someone else has something, there's that part of us that we want it as well, because we don't want to be left out. Like, that's real, that's valid. And I think when you're in sales, it's tough because that comparison can get really, really ingrained in your head, and it can make it very difficult for you. If someone closed a deal today and you haven't, oh my gosh, what are they doing right? What am I doing wrong? That's good to a certain level. There's a bunch of that that's very valuable, which is, hey, what are they doing that's working? What can I do? How can I integrate that in what I'm doing? And then there's the, oh my gosh, they closed a deal. I haven't closed one yet today. What do I got to do? I better catch up. And then it gets to the desperate side, which isn't good. And then it affects the mental health, right? When you go home for the day and you saw others close a deal and you didn't, where you've got to be careful is the taking it as feedback and looking for ways to succeed, but not beating yourself too much in a mental health, in a negative way. That's one of the biggest things you've got to watch out for when it comes to this. And that mindset is important. Again, you want to take what you can. You want to be open to feedback. You want to be curious about what other people are doing. You want to be persistent. You want to be creative. You want to be authentic. Those are my five sales success traits that you've got to have if you want to become and make yourself into a sales professional, right? Open, curious, creative, persistent, and authentic. You want to be open to those things, but you've got to be careful that it's also authentic. It's you playing your game. You don't worry about what other people are doing. A lot of times what you don't see is exactly how they closed the deal, what happened to go into that deal, how much experience they have coming into this role. So you got to make sure you're always relative to you and playing your game. I think that's always important. Second part that can affect the mindset and affect the mental health is doubt. It's doubting in yourself. It's doubting what you're selling. It's doubting if you can ever make it work in your sales role. Here's one of the biggest challenges. This is one of the things that leads to so much mindset struggle and mental health in sales is that if you're amazing at sales, and depending on your lead source, depending on your sales flow, depending on where you're counting a sale from and from a lead, you might close 30 to 40% if you're amazing, right? Let's say that's the case for you in your industry, then that means you are missing out on 60 to 70% of the opportunities. right? So if you were a professional basketball player and you shot 30%, which is usually a pretty good stat, that means you're missing 7 out of 10 times. You got to keep getting up and shooting again and again and again, knowing that if you are great, maybe you're shooting 40%, which means you're making 4 for 10 and you're missing 6. That is a huge deal. That is tough. When you go and you miss 6, and then maybe you miss another 6, and then you miss another 6, you have to keep shooting and figure it out and get stick to the fundamentals so you can make those 4 shots and then the 4 shots and the 4 shots and get caught up to your 40%. In sales, this is tough because depending on how long your time frame is, what you're looking at, it could be that you have a bad week, a bad quarter, a bad month. You're planting seeds. You're doing everything right. It's just not lining up. And then boom, everything will happen. I've seen people who close 0 sales in a week when they should have closed, let's say 5. The next week, they're closing 8. Next week after that, they close 8. So they got caught up, but it's tough. It is really hard. And what happens is you get in your head and you start doubting it. You start wondering, am I good at this? Should I be here? Should I be doing this? Am I, what I'm selling, is it even good? Do people even want that? And you've got to watch out for that, because that spiral, right, can be a death spiral for your career and for your mental health when you start getting in your head, and then one's going to feed the other. When you start doubting it, it's going to come out in your conversations. You're either going to sound not confident, or you're going to sound desperate, or both. And then that's just going to cause an even worse spiral as you continue to not close deals. And so you have to really watch out for that doubt part in your mind. And I'm going to talk about solutions as well, just so you know. I'm going through these lists that I have, which is the potential sources, and then I'm going to go through some solutions. So the next one on the list is as far as potential sources for this mental health mindset issues would be fear. We all have some type of fear in us. Now, I forget the source, so I can't give the credit to this, but it wasn't me, it was somebody else, is that we have 2 fears that we're born with as babies. As humans, we have 2 fears. There is the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. That's it. That's all we're born with, right? Which makes sense. Loud noises scare us, could be danger. Falling, bad, no brainer, right? And so what happens is that anything outside of those 2 fears is something we develop, something we create from our experiences, from the people around us, things that are handed down to us, things that we develop and learn because of things that happen to us. That's why I think a lot of people fear public speaking, because at some point in their childhood, they probably had to stand up in front of the class and do a presentation, or they raise their hand and answered a question, and it turned out to be wrong. They messed up. Kids made fun of them or laughed, and it felt bad. They just don't want to do that again. I don't want to get up in front. There's other people who, they don't have a fear of public speaking, because when they get up, they don't care about the feedback. They don't care what people say. They like it. They enjoy it. They're good with the positive or the negative response. And it totally doesn't faze them like it does other people. So the key is figuring out what that fear is. What fear do you have other than loud noises and other than falling? What fears do you have that might be getting in the way of your selling career, your selling process? What does that look like? Common ones in sales: rejection, failure, sometimes even success. People who, if I do well in sales and I make a lot of money, my parents, who don't make a lot of money, I'll outshine them, and then they might not love me as much, or they won't appreciate it. Or I've been told many times in my life, or what I picked up, is that rich people aren't happy. Rich people aren't nice. And if you end up getting rich, or you have a lot of money, then you just become a rich asshole, and you're not nice to people, and you don't do good things, and you have lots of problems, and so on, right? And so sometimes people are handed that depending on how you grow up. And then you like, I don't want to be successful subconsciously because I don't want to be like that person. And so you've got to be aware of that. So the key is understanding, what are you afraid of? Is it the rejection? Is it the failure? Is it success? Is it something else? What does that look like? Next on the list here of reasons why you, or causes of mental health mindset issues in sales that might be getting in the way, is worry. Worry is you projecting out ahead of what might happen, which then can lead to things like anxiety, where you're worrying and wondering, what if? I'm wondering what if. And a lot of times we don't pick up the phone. People have phone anxiety, right? And hesitation, because they're afraid of rejection, They're forecasting rejection. What if this person says no? Oh my gosh. And then again, that feels like an attack to the ego. Our brain says that's going to get us kicked out of the tribe of humans, like I've talked about before, and that's all bad. So there's that worry part where some people, they don't have that. They don't what if, they don't think about it. They don't look too far ahead. They're not worrying about what's around every corner. You generally see them, no problem picking up the phone, no problem starting conversations. They're not worried about it. They know they're going to deal with it. One of the solutions for worry is confidence, right? It's understanding I can handle anything that comes my way and I'm not worried about it. Think about yourself and where you were when you first started driving, right? When you first got your license, you first got behind a wheel, all the things you worried about, watched about. And then if you've been driving for a long period of time, now think about how much you worry about when you're driving. Probably very little. Even if you get in the car and you want to go on a long road trip, you might plan something. Some people like to plan. Some people are more worried about it than others. And then some of us, like myself, it's like, all right, where are we going? All right, where are we going to stop next? I don't know. We'll figure it out, right? Not worried about anything. Just get in the car and go. And we'll figure it out as we go, just because it works out. And I know it will. Next one here on the mental health mindset, things that can get in the way of your selling effectiveness is focusing on what you don't want to happen. If you don't want something to happen, you focus on it, you're going to create more of that thing, right? Oh, I hope they don't need to talk to their boss. I hope that they're not on vacation. I hope that they don't ask me about the price or the contract. I hope this, I hope that. And what happens is you're focusing on it, you're putting it out there, and the universe doesn't really care about the not part. They just hear and go, oh, okay, you want that? Oh, here you go. I'm going to give it to you, right? They don't hear, I don't want them to not ask about the fee. They say, oh, ask about the fee. Great, here we go. Also, just that vibration happens at a high level. And it, when that thing comes up, because you're worried about it, because you're projecting it, what happens is when that issue, the fee, the contract, I've got to talk to a decision maker, my boss, my spouse, and then what happens is you were expecting it, you know it's coming, and you feel already semi-defeated. Even if you're semi-prepared for it, you're already knowing like, all right, this is going to happen. And I might lose the deal. And so you're putting that out there, and then the response is not very good. And then the last one on my list here is focusing on what just happened versus the big picture. Meaning you made a phone call, they said no, right? Somebody who you thought was going to buy, and you, or you had a meeting and you just knew that they should be a client, and then they don't, right? They don't sign up. They don't buy. They have a reason. They have an excuse, something you can't overcome, and you lose the deal. Now in your mind, you feel like you're losing. You feel like you failed at that. You feel like you should have had it, and that disappointment sets in, right? There's what you expected, and then there's what you experienced, and then in there is disappointment, and that's what happens. You expected them to sign up and be a client. They didn't, and now you've got that in your head. That's going to lead to mindset challenges, lack of confidence, some doubt, some fear, some worries moving forward. And then it's also going to get in the mental health side, which is just going to make it difficult. Again, playing the game of numbers, how many are you actually going to enroll as you're talking to people versus the ones that you won't enroll? What does that ratio look like? And what's fair to yourself from an expectation standpoint? And I love, there's some scientific studies out there, but it was awesome hearing it in the show Ted Lasso. For anyone who's seen that show, there's one point where the team is just doing terrible. And I'm not gonna spoil and tell you when that was or what was going on, but basically he literally went out and said to the team, it might've been a halftime speech, he said, have the memory of a goldfish. Goldfish has a memory of 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 7 seconds, something like that, where have the memory of a goldfish. Don't worry about what happened in the last play. Don't the last game, the first half, any period like that. Literally have the memory of a goldfish and the emotional baggage carrying thought process of a goldfish, which is, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I'm not worried about it. I'm just going to pick up the phone and do it again. I'm going to pick up the phone and do it again. I'm going to go into the next meeting like nothing has happened, clean slate. And I'm going to focus on this one here because that's all that matters. Whatever has happened in the past doesn't matter. Right now, in this moment, this is it. And that is one of the keys. So now let's talk about solutions. Let's talk about things to help overall, right? And not specifically, but overall with these kind of mindset inhibitors, these things that could lead to a negative mindset and thus lead to mental health. Again, looking at it, mental health, big issue in the US specifically. I think there's a lot of comparison, a lot of standards people are holding them up to, not a lot of support and advice, not a lot of very good coping mechanisms. People, we are not taught at a young age. There's nothing in school about mental health or mindset or helping with positive coping mechanisms, right? It just becomes negative coping mechanisms. You know, generations are getting better and better, but you know, it's about, okay, how do you do that? You got to do that for yourself. So here are some things. And some of these I've talked about in the past, but here is a list that I put together that I think is a great, if you can do these, this is a great way to focus on the positive mindset, on the mindset you want for being successful in sales and potentially in life as well, and avoid and or recover from and or overcome any negative mindset issues. So the first one is a vision board. And I am still running my free vision board challenge. So if you want, you can go to jasoncutter.com. On there, there's a link for the vision board challenge. It's a 4-video email series about why to set up a vision board, how to set it up, how to put it together. A lot of people are familiar with it from the movie The Secret, but I dive into why it works, why I think it's a valuable tool, especially in sales. Not just a, hey, let's just put these pictures up on the wall because this will help, but where it fits into you, helping you in sales, right? Not somebody else, not the carrot or the stick from your manager, but you helping you. So the first thing is that vision board and keeping your eye on it. And again, sign up for that. I also have an ebook. If you want the ebook and you want to read about, it's 4 managers for motivating their teams, but reading it for yourself and understanding it also, it's a great way to go. Plus I have a workbook. If you want that, email me jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com and just put vision board in the email and I'll send you some links. I'll send you some files so that you can use those things as tools. Second part that's really helpful is an accountability partner. A lot of times we feel isolated and alone and on an island. Now, right now, it's definitely been magnified because so many people are working from home, people working remote, where you definitely feel physically on an island, and then mentally it can make it even tougher. When everyone was in an office and call center sales, telesales was only done in offices, right? Nobody did that from home. You had other people around you. But still, that doesn't mean you're leveraging that, right? You might see other people, but that goes back to what I first mentioned, the first issue on the list that I see that causes this, which is comparison. Sometimes that's even worse when you're sitting in your row of desks or cubicles and you're hearing everyone else on the phone, or you're hearing everyone else successful, or you're, what feels like literally everybody's ringing the bell except for you, that can really get in your head. So there's pros and cons to being around a lot of people, depending on how you're feeling in that moment. If you're feeling on top of the world, you want to be around lots of people because you want that energy. When you're struggling, last thing you want to do is be around people. So find an accountability partner. That's one of the biggest things you can do. Now, it could be someone that you work with. It could be a manager. It could be someone at your company. It could be a third party. It could be a mentor. It could be a coach. Somebody who's going to hold you accountable, mostly accountable in this sense, for getting up and continuing to move, continuing to go, continuing to make calls to push forward, right? And I know I struggle with this. I have accountability partners. I have a coach. I have a mentor. I have people in my life, even as a business owner, as somebody who writes sales books and does podcasts and stuff, there are times where I get in my head. I'm human as well. And so I've got to reach out to people. I want people who say, you know, how many calls have you made today? What are you doing? What new projects do you have on the horizon? What kind of proposals do you have out there? Right. And it's not always fun because it's like, oh, I don't have a lot in the moment because I got stuck in my head. Anybody that knows me sees that I do a lot of action, but a lot of times I get stuck in my head because it's the analytical side of my mind that just can get stuck so easy. I think there's parts of that work really well in sales because I'm approaching it from a problem solving analytical side and just helping somebody move versus like over the top charismatic, or I'm just going to push people or manipulate people. Downside is when I'm left to my own devices on my island that I'm on, especially in my head, I can get stuck. So the key is to have that accountability partner, to have people out there who you have either given them permission to ask you regularly about what's going on, or you give them updates, or you reach out to them when you're feeling stuck, and you, somebody who's just going to pull you out of it. Just get up and keep going. Next tip here, and this one is from Rob Dial. He has a podcast, very successful podcast, and videos that he puts out. He does some great content on Instagram as well. Make sure to check him out. I think on Instagram, it's Rob Dial Jr. But his big thing that he shared, I think he heard it from someone else, but I just remember him saying it, is that if you're in a funk, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling depressed, if you lose the sale, right? Like you made that call, you thought it was going to happen, your expectations were here, experience happened here. This is the land of disappointment right here in this gap in between. Set a timer, 5 minutes, wallow in it, feel miserable, complain, whine, be angry, do whatever you want. Set a 5 minute timer, give yourself that 5 minutes to be miserable and unhappy and whatever. And then when that timer goes off, stop. That's it. Set a timer on how long you are going to have that negative feeling and beat yourself up about it, and then move on. Right. And that's something I don't do that very often, but in preparing for this, I'm going to start doing that as well. Because I think when that happens, because it does, right? Again, 70% of the time, if you're amazing, you're not going to get the sale, especially the sale that you think you should have gotten, which means it's going to happen a bunch. Set that 5 minute timer, allow yourself to be human, right? Allow yourself to be angry, upset, disappointed, whatever. That's the human condition. The key is to then switch out of it. Don't do it for hours. Don't do it for days. Don't do it for weeks. That's just going to cause a death spiral in your selling effectiveness, and it's going to affect you mentally. Just set that timer, 5 minutes, and then go. Get back to it. All right. Next thing, when you're struggling, when I'm struggling, I know one of the things that I picked up from a lot of different people, podcast-wise, challenges I've done, especially early pandemic, is to do some kind of physical activity, right? It might be some push-ups. It might be taking a walk, doing something. We are physical beings, right? We sit a lot. People sit all the time. We sit at work and then we sit in the car and then we go home and we sit some more. Our body wants to do some action and activity and movement, right? I'm not saying you have to be in great physical shape. A lot of people think, oh, I can't do push-ups. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do sit-ups in my office. I'm not going to, okay, then take a walk, take a lap around your building, right? Go outside and do something. Just shift, get the physical activity in, get the heart rate up a bit, and then come back and then keep going. For me, I know a lot of times that helps me shift, right? It's like sometimes where I'm just going through a spurt of doing a lot of business development that might lead to a bunch of rejections or people saying no or not even answering. Then I'll set it where like, all right, I'll do every time that happens, I'm going to do some push-ups and then just kind of snap back to it. So try that relative to you. Obviously, seek medical advice, you know, whatever those disclaimers are that people put out there for that. So next thing is an affirmation. So some kind of affirmation is good. If you could see it on my monitor, I have different 3x5 cards kind of everywhere as reminders for me, things to do, things to focus on, things to go after, whatever that might be, is to come up with some kind of affirmations for you. What positive things can you say to yourself or read or as a reminder to help you focus on it? Generally, what I find, especially we're talking about sales, is affirmation that would help you for you knowing that what you're doing is the right thing. You're on the right path. Just because someone told you no doesn't mean that you shouldn't be in this career, but you could be, you should be. There's lots of things you can do. And it's about some level of the numbers game where just keep reaching out, keep making the falls, keep calls, keep getting back up, right? You know, like I think it's Les Brown says, you know, fall down 7 times, get up 8. And so things like that, where it's like, all right, what's this affirmation? What's this trigger? What can I do? Also, music is a big thing. Like there's most people have a trigger with some kind of song or some type of music where you hear it and then it just changes the way you feel. Sometimes you need to take that as a break to get back to it. Next tip of the last few that I have here, sometimes you just got to do it. Sometimes you don't feel like making the next call. Just do it anyway. And again, I know that's tough, but the big thing, and I remind myself and others this, is feel the fear, right? Okay, there's the fear of the rejection, the worry, what's going to happen? Who knows what could happen? Like all of these fears could be there. That's okay. Feel the fear and do it anyway, right? Like anything else? Like, what do you think when someone's about to jump out of a plane going skydiving, they feel the fear? That's a human nature. Even if they've done it lots before, there's always going to be some kind of twinge. When people go on stage and speak, like when I go on stage and speak, oh my gosh, everything inside of me is saying, don't do this thing. Even when I fire this up on Fridays and I do my other podcasts and I do training, it's like, oh my God, like what could happen? Technical, like if you saw it in the beginning, I had my mic muted and you know, who knows who's going to be here and what's going on. My brain is thinking all these things, yet do it anyway. Right? Do the broadcast, get on stage, jump out of the plane. Maybe I'll leave that up to you. Make the sales call. Sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, I just feel terrible. I'm so afraid. I don't know what's got, just do it anyway. Pick up that phone and do it anyway. If you remember what it was like, depending on how old you are, where we didn't have cell phones, we didn't have texting and things like that. And you wanted to ask somebody out when you were a teenager or early on in life, at some point you just felt like you were probably going to throw up and you didn't know what was going to happen. You just had to pick up that phone, maybe off the wall with the cord, dial the numbers and just do it anyway. Just do it anyway, right? And realize you're not going to die. Right? It's not going to be terrible. Just do it anyway. So sometimes that's just what you've got to do. Just do it, right? It's like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym today. Okay, go anyway, right? Doesn't matter. Just do it. Just take the action and move forward. Next, a lot of people in sales set big goals. One of the challenges with that is you set this big goal. You set this monster goal. You want to accomplish all these things. You want to make all this money. You want to close all these deals. And then when you fall short mentally, it makes us feel like a failure, right? Like we shot for this. We didn't do it. Now we're embarrassed. All kinds of reasons, all kinds of things kick in, you know, and everybody's a little bit different there. Not about not shooting for big goals. It's important to set big goals. It's important to do two things. One is if you set a big goal, realize how much effort it's going to take. Because a lot of people say, oh, I want to be a millionaire, but they're not putting in that effort or focus. And then it's also understanding like, okay, that's my goal. I'm going to have to put in this effort. And if it doesn't happen, if I know I left it all in the field, that's okay, right? But don't beat yourself up for that. Now, if you're not trying, you're just talking big game, that's different. Here's the big key with big goals and setting these goals for sales and revenue and numbers and things and like for your business is to then break it down into realistic bite-sized chunks, right? For your activity levels. Because remember, and I've said this many times, you cannot control actions and activity, or you can't control results. You can only control actions and activities. You can only control what you do, what effort you put in, how many calls you make, how many emails you send, how many events you go to. You can only control that. You cannot control the results. Okay. Repeat that again. You cannot control the results. So what you've got to do is figure out what is the result you want, can't control it, break it down into bite-sized actions, activity levels that you can do on a daily or weekly basis, and then do that day in and day out, knowing that if you do that, you should more than likely hit those numbers. And then from a mental mindset standpoint, you're focusing on the shorter, the smaller, what you can control in this moment today or this week, and then you can do it. Now, where that really helps is understanding that you can't control results, only activities and actions. And so it's all about doing what you need to do every day. Even if the results aren't there, you know it will work. For the same thing, if you've ever had a garden and you've planted seeds, you can't plant the seeds today and then at the end of the day, look at it and go, wow, well, this isn't work. This is such a failure. And I wasted all my time because I still don't have carrots or tomatoes or strawberries. Right. And so you can't do that. You know, we all know, like if you plant a seed, you have to give it time. You have to water it. You have to nurture it. You have to give it the right amount of sunlight. You have to protect it against enemies. And so it's all about giving it time. And then you have to play the longer game. Sometimes with what you're selling, it's that same thing. Hopefully it's much shorter in this realm, but you might have days where you call, don't get any results today. Tomorrow you get double the results because you have today and tomorrow all rolled into one, people calling you back, people saying yes. So you've just got to keep going. Focus on what you need to do every day, those activities every week. Look at the activity level. Are you putting in the effort? Are you planting seeds? Are you doing what you need to do? Then you know that harvest will come. So remember that. And that is the biggest thing is to focus on that. Because again, going back to what I first talked about, is we want to look at results. We want to compare our results to other people's results. We want to compare what other people have, what they're doing, how many deals they've closed, how much money they make, what kind of car, what kind of house, what kind of relationship. And then we look at ourselves and we're like, that's not us, or I don't have that, or I don't have this. Or, you know, what you don't see is you don't see the activities behind the scenes as well. What they're doing, how they got there, how much effort, how much time they put into it, right? Kind of like basketball. Everyone says, oh, I want to be like Kobe. I want to be like LeBron. I want to be like Michael Jordan, if we're talking about basketball. But those guys, you hear stories all the time where they got into the gym early, played, and then still stayed in the gym if they didn't feel like it went well, because they're just going to keep working on their shots, right? And on their game, putting in a ton of effort. What you see is the highlight reel. What you see is the, you know, the 60 minutes on the court, or the 60 minutes on the field, the 48 minutes on the court. You see these snippets, but you don't see all the effort that went into it. And that's the big key, is look at your actions, your activities. Don't compare to what other people have, just to the game you're playing. So that's it. That's what I've got for you guys today. Like I mentioned earlier, I still have the Vision Board Challenge. If you go to jasoncutter.com, you can sign up for that, get those free email series, and build a vision board. It's never too late. This is not one of those New Year's resolution, like, oh, it's the new year. It's like anytime, every time, all the time, you should have a vision board where you can see it. Like, I have mine here that I've built. It is a reminder. I use it as a tool to get up and keep going all the time, because that signifies what's important to me that I want, that I'm striving for, right? Not that that is the end goal, but those are things, okay, that's why I'm doing all of this, is for those kind of experiences, those kind of items. So that's the first thing. And then the other one, if you want the ebook, you want the guide on vision boards instead, you can, or in addition to, email me jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com, and happy to send that to you. So you've got, I can also send you the link for the vision board challenge so you can get that started as well. That's it for today's session. Friday, March 4th. Welcome to March. I appreciate everybody for tuning in here live or in the replays or on the podcast. If it is on the podcast, make sure that you're subscribed so you can get the new episodes all the time as they come out. If you're not on subscribe to the podcast, but you do like listening to podcasts, you can check these episodes out on the Authentic Persuasion Show, where you can get these episodes each week when they come out. So hopefully that helps. Thank you everybody for being here, and I will catch you next Friday on our weekly sessions together.
That's it for the replay of the Authentic Persuasion weekly live training session. Again, make sure to catch them live Fridays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. You can go to jasoncutter.com to sign up so you can get alerts, put it on your calendar, and have the links for when it goes live. And you can always email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com, and I can get you the information to sign up, as well as let me know any questions that you have, topics you want me to cover, or guides that you may be looking for. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode, and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.